So during the Christmas season, that was in 2021, I traveled to Nigeria. Then I decided to spend time in my native place. So while I was there, I decided to engage in charity work. And I decided to buy 30 bags of rice, 50 pounds rice, to give to the less privileged. So I went to the village chief and then asked the village chief to identify families in need that we can give those rice to. So as we are distributing the rice to those families who are in need, people got excited. So one of the widows, very poor woman, who was also a beneficiary, upon getting her bag of rice, was so happy that she came to me like this and then hugged me and jumped on me. And I didn't know that somebody was taking photographs and posted that on Facebook. So when people began to see Father Kenneth being embraced by an ill-clad woman with torn dress, bad hair, they were thinking I was blackmailed because they never understood the context in which that photograph was taken. So the person who took the photograph just put the inscription, "God bless our priest." But the photo was showing something else. So there was some kind of talk going on. And then the girl that posted the photograph was like, took it out. But I have to share this story because of the nature of today's gospel. We read today, just from the first chapter of St. Mark, about what Jesus did. What did Jesus do in today's gospel? He cured a leper. Then go back to the first reading again from the book of Leviticus and see the condition of the leper. The leper is someone who, upon getting the disease, is no longer human. You are cast out. You have become a pariah to your own community because of what you are going through. The book of Leviticus said, you can no longer commune with your brothers and sisters. Wherever you go, you have to shout, unclean, unclean. And then the leper will wear torn clothes. You are not supposed to wear something very fancy as you are wearing right now. And then you are supposed to be someone who everybody will be afraid of because nobody should touch you. Anyone who touches you is now contaminated. So you stand the chance of being a contagion to your own brothers and sisters because you are a leper. That was the situation. So this man who saw Jesus felt that this is my opportunity. And what did he do? He threw caution to the wind and then shouted after Jesus, "If you can, you can make me clean." And what did Jesus do? How did he cure him? He threw caution to the wind by doing what? Touching him. And Jesus knew that what he was doing was very dangerous at his time. By touching this man, Jesus has put himself in a very dangerous situation where he stands the chance of also being cast out by his community. But he didn't feel that way. He decided to do what is right for this man by restoring his humanity, someone who was suffering. Jesus reached out, touched him, broke every law, broke every convention, broke every societal expectation in order to make this man be restored back to whom God made him to be, a human being. And so this story is not just for us to admire Jesus. What we read today is also a story about what Christian life ought to be. As Christians, we are members of Christ's body. We are what we call mystical body of Christ. You and me, we are now the extension of Jesus in our world. In other words, what Jesus have done, we who are his body will continue to follow his example. So having done this now, we have now to ask ourselves, as members of Christ's body who now represent Jesus in our present time, who are the lepers among us right now? Can you think and look around and identify who are the lepers around us? Whom do you think in your mind is very repulsive to you? Whom is it that you don't want any touch from? You know, Pope Francis has been talking about people who are in the margins of society. And he kept on repeating, every time you hear Pope Francis speak, he is very, very concerned about people who are in the margins of society. And those are the people our minds should go to. And he is asking us to follow the example of Jesus by breaking convention, by breaking societal expectation, and making ourselves available for this kind of people whom society have abandoned. And that is something very important for us to consider today. You know, looking around our neighborhood, we need to identify these people. Today's gospel is asking us, do like Jesus did. It is no longer about leprosy, because right now, leprosy has been eradicated. There is no longer someone who is suffering from leprosy right now, even if there are just a few. But still, we have people who are in that type of situation, whom society have cast away, especially the less privileged and the poor, who nobody cares for. These are the people as church, Pope Francis is asking us, do not abandon them. That is why we have St. Vincent de Paul. That is why we have charities of the church, different arms of the church doing charity, reaching out to people who are poor, less privileged. And he asks us to do it, even if it is dangerous. Even if we feel that we are blackmailed, go ahead and do it. Help those who are less privileged. And so this is a message we have to go home with today. Jesus healing the leper and also asking us to identify people who are lepers in our society. And then not only just look at them, but do something for them. Another thing we learn from today's gospel is from the leper. The leper knew already what we read in the first reading today. You have to stay away from other people so that you don't, you know, cause impurity to them. But this man looked at his situation and said, no, I have Jesus. I must do something. And he took that step and took the decision to reach out to Jesus. Had he not done that, this miracle would not have happened. If this man did not take the decision, I have to break convention and go to this man who only can cure me, the miracle could not happen. And so sometimes in the spiritual life, we can feel like the leper. There are sometimes, due to our sinfulness, due to our ugly past, we are so downcast that in such a way that we don't feel like doing something in terms of coming to Jesus, to open up ourselves to his grace so that he can touch us and we receive that forgiveness that God alone can give. I have met brothers and sisters who told me, Father, oh, no, don't tell me to go to confession. You don't even know my past. You don't even know what I have done. Confession will not even help me. No. Today's Mass tells us, Jesus is always reaching out to you and me. And he is always ready to welcome us and give us this embrace that will transform our lives in the spiritual life so that we can become what God wants us to be. Grace is always available through Jesus. It is left for you and me to open ourselves to this grace that is being offered, especially through the sacrament of confession, whereby we get cleansed again and then become worthy members of the church who we worship with others and participate in the full life of the church through the reception of the Eucharist. So let us also in this Mass make it a point of prayer, you know, asking the Lord, help me to imitate Jesus. Help me to approach you, who is the fountain of grace, so that the grace you give freely, I can make myself open to this grace and accept it in my life so as to become healed. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.